Trump's taxes. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The House Ways and Means Committee releasing a report on the former president's taxes from 2016 to 2020, calling into question, among other things, charitable contributions and whether loans to the Trump children were really gifts, which should have been subjected to gift taxes. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, the ranking Republican on the committee, says this was political.
What was clear today is that public disclosure of President Trump's private tax returns has nothing to do with the stated purpose of reviewing the IRS presidential audit process.
Committee Chair Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal has proposed legislation that would require the IRS to conduct mandatory audits while a president is in office and publicly release the findings. The Justice Department responding to a Supreme Court order temporarily blocking the end of health restrictions on southern border asylum seekers.
The Biden administration is officially pressing forward with their bid to end Title 42, but not for at least a week, depending on when the Supreme Court rules on it. They say they need more time to prepare, acknowledging that the end of Title 42 will likely bring what they call a disruption and a temporary increase in unlawful border crossings.
But Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports from the White House the administration does not want Title 42 lifted until after Christmas. The restrictions were supposed to end at midnight. An order from Chief Justice John Roberts has temporarily continued them. A procedural vote on the $1.7 trillion spending bill passes the Senate with at least 20 Republicans voting yes, twice the number needed.
I'm hopeful no senator will stand in the way of finishing our work before Friday. It's too important to the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Schumer, a final Senate vote could come tomorrow with the House to consider it afterwards. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is headed to Washington for an in-person address to members of Congress.
Vladimir Zelensky is going to leave Ukraine for the first time since the war started and come to speak in the House chamber tomorrow night. There was a cryptic message that was sent by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to her members. Please be present for a very special focus Wednesday night.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. The omnibus spending bill, which the House will likely consider as early as Thursday, includes $45 billion in aid to Ukraine. The New York Post reports former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried has signed extradition papers in the Bahamas and could be brought to the U.S. as early as tomorrow.
When Bankman-Fried does arrive here in New York, whether it's tomorrow or it's later in the week, Fox has learned he is expected, at least at this point, to be released on bail. Deal worked out between his lawyers and the federal prosecutors here in the Southern District. The District Court Judge Ronnie Abrams, an Obama appointee, would make the ultimate decision on whether or not to grant bail in this case.
Connell McShane of the Fox Business Network, Bankman-Fried facing federal charges, including bank and wire fraud. Banking giant Wells Fargo has agreed to pay $3.7 billion to settle charges that it hit consumers with illegal fees and interest and incorrectly applied overdraft fees. Scott Peterson will not get a new trial for the murder of his pregnant wife Lacey and their unborn son. A judge in California ruling claims of juror bias did not merit a new trial. Peterson is serving life in prison. prison without the chance for parole. Two people confirmed dead, a dozen hurt in the Northern California earthquake, epicentered near the coast about 120 miles south of the Oregon border. U.S. Geological Survey says there's been as many as 80 aftershocks. After a user's poll said he should, Twitter CEO Elon Musk tweeting he'll step down as soon as he finds someone foolish enough to take the job. I'm Jack Callahan. This is...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.